When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Do you only have the remix? Not all of the producers have the remix. Did you make this? I didn't even ask you till now. Good work, Paulie.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Okay, I'm here. Obviously, you heard me, but I'm looking at my notes. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Somebody tell me which way I should go, and I think we got to start with the games that we're on tonight. Keep McPherson on The Fan tonight till 2 a.m. K.M. to 2 a.m. For the kids that pretend like they're asleep and say, Mom, I was up listening to Keep McPherson on The Fan until I passed out. That's why I don't want to go to school tomorrow. I want to listen to sports talk. I want to listen to calls. I want to listen to some takes, not some manufactured takes, not a hot take, but just some actual thoughts from a guy that I know loves sports. That's me, your nighttime host. Good to be back. So much went on this weekend, from the combine to LeBron and Caitlin Clark, and more is still happening now in the news cycle. Firings and guys getting released and guys getting signed and guys retiring. The wide world of sports, the news cycle is quick. It's not 24 hours. It might really be every 24 minutes something else happens. And man, it's getting warm out. I was walking outside today. It was still light out at 6 p.m. Daylight savings time is on the way. We back outside, baby. We outside. I'll see you real soon. It's going to be a good time. We're going to have a blast. And it's hard to have the most fun you really want to have when you're banged up. Wednesday, February 21st, I had a 5-hour KM to AM. And my lead in my monologue, the theme of my opening was how much we think that these players are superhumans, robots. Like, the legend of Matt Rempe continues. Is he a superhuman? I heard them call him a hero on the broadcast tonight. New York's hero. Black eye, 6'7". Everybody just wants to see him fight. Some people will tell you they don't want any fighting in hockey. But back to, you know, Wednesday the 21st, because that was the day before we found out about Kodai Senga. And what I leaned into is how all of our hopes and dreams have been dashed by injuries. And it's like we don't account for that. It's like the teams don't account for that. It's madness. It's insane. And I've heard other hosts talk about it. I see fans talking about it, picking up more on it now. And it's just a consistent theme. I don't want to say it's a curse, but it's a consistent theme here in New York. 877-337-6666. You're going nowhere without your healthy complement of guys. You're going nowhere. Your dreams, forget about them. When I tell you don't believe the hype, also don't believe that these human beings who go out there and compete at the highest level can do so without sustaining injury. Like, where do you want to go? Back to Edwin Diaz in the World Baseball Classic? Or Aaron Judge running into a wall in Dodger Stadium? Or Pete Alonso being thrown at? Aaron Rodgers 4 plays in on the MetLife turf? Daniel Jones with a neck injury, coming back from the neck injury to have a torn ACL. We're certainly going to talk about Daniel Jones tonight. I mean, Saquon Barkley got hurt in this year when it was like, oh man, Saquon Barkley had his best year the year before. Not his best year, but a great year the year before. You got to pay Saquon, and then he's hurt again like he had been in years past. It's just crazy, man. I mean, Ben Simmons. That's jokes. That's my own comic relief right there, Ben Simmons. That boy be shopping. Oh, that boy can dress his ass off. My neck, my neck and my back off. I mean, Ben Simmons has played in 57 of 178 total games since the Nets traded for him at the 2022 trade deadline. Similar to how KD and Kyrie never played, you come to Brooklyn, you get paid, and you don't have to work. You can just show up half the time, part-time, and those checks are still cashing. 877. We'll start with Brooklyn. I used to get on this radio station and say, Brooklyn, let's go Nets, Nets world. Yeah, they reeled me back in because I'm a dummy. Had me watching that whole game tonight, had me watching them beat the Atlanta Hawks over the weekend. I'm saying, this is it. This is the time. They get a new head coach. Cam Thomas is out. They wanted to bury him on the bench with the old head coach. Now the veterans and guys can look at Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges, Nick Claxton. I thought that they were going to go on a little run here. It's a vital run here because the strength is scheduled. I come to you tonight just like looking at the Nets like they're bums. Broken. They're beat up bums. And they're fundamentally and physically broken. And if you watch that game, you know what I'm talking about. That is a Grizzlies G League team that they just beat a week ago. Literally a week ago in Memphis. But tonight, without Ben Simmons and Cam Thomas, we know they're out. Come on, Cam. I know you're on the mend. We need you to come back. At least we can watch Cam Thomas get buckets the next 20 games. And at this point, why even make the play-in? I know they're going to try and make the play-in. Yeah, because, you know, that's what you do. You compete. You go out there. But they are broken. Stupid fouls, technicals. You can't take anyone lightly. And you did tonight. The Brooklyn Nets go out there. And they find a way to lose to a team, like I said, led by Luke Kennard and a bunch of randoms. Casual NBA fans don't know who are on the Memphis Grizzlies. Casual NBA fans listening to me, the Memphis Grizzlies currently have Ja Morant, Marcus Smart, and Derrick Rose on the bench. And they went into Brooklyn and got a win tonight. 877-337-6666. Stupid fouls late in the game. When you have a chance to win. When you have a chance to put together a three-game win streak, which you never do. When you have a chance to win 3 out of 4. Like, come on, bro. I start writing my notes up, and I knew it was too good to be true. I was like, yeah, let's see. After a 4-game losing streak, the Nets win 4 out of 5, creating a win streak tonight. Looking for 4 in a row tomorrow at home against Philly. I'll see you there. And I will see you there. I'm taking my little cousin. And if he even fixes his mouth to say I'm a Nets fan, no. I want better for you. I want better for you, young man. Can't be a Sixers fan either, but you will not fix your mouth to say you're a Nets fan. 877-337-6666. Evan Roberts will be there with a pinstripe beard. Tiki Barber will be there. Loogie, Morash. It'll be a grand old time. Come out to Barclays Center and see the Brooklyn Nets lose to the Philadelphia 76ers without Joel Embiid. An absolutely broken franchise. That B in the middle of the court stands for broken. Broken. The New York Rangers played tonight. They lost. And they're not broken, but something is up right now. They've lost 3 out of their last 4. And I was listening to the Fan over the weekend and someone mentioned the law of the garden. I don't know how much I believe in that, but it basically says that when the Rangers are up, the Knicks are down. When the Knicks are up, the Rangers are down. Both can't be up at once. When you look at January, when you look at February, when you look at the win streak, whatever, I don't care about that. What I care about is it's March now, man. It is March now, man. Hockey fans know what March means. It's time. It's time. I'm new around the hockey world, but I understand, like, yo, you need to start playing your best hockey, and guess what? We're coming up on the trade deadline in 4 days. 877-337-6666. You can kind of start to see who the contenders and pretenders are. That was a good game in the Garden tonight. I watched that as well as watching the stupid Nets. They rallied, like Kreider ties it, and you know, the Panthers, I don't know how you feel about the Panthers, but we know what they did last year, and they're a good team. They handle business. They came in, and they kind of foreshadowed. I won't speak on it, because I'm not the type that likes to speak on what will happen and what won't happen, right? I don't know what's going to happen with the Devils. Lindy Ruff got fired today. Travis Green, you're up, because the time is now. It's March. The Devils have been struggling, losing games when they need to win, games that they were in. Power play does not look the same. Got fans questioning Jack Hughes. Got fans looking at this team like, wait, what happened to the team that was ranked as a top three team in the NHL going into this season? A team that gave us a thrill last year in the Stanley Cup playoffs, came back and won a series. We were thinking we were building off of that trade deadline coming, and Tom Fitzgerald will speak to the media in the morning, and the New Jersey Devils, formerly the New Jersey Nets, used to play over there. The New Jersey Devils fans are all on board, all with it. Frank was right. They've been chanting fire Lindy for 2 months over there. Done. Who knows what's going to happen? I won't say what will or won't happen, but now it's time to figure it out. You have to make a push for the playoffs if you're the Devils. And I mean, they got everybody's attention today with that. Let's see if the players respond. 877-337-6666. I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen with the Knicks, but you know they're banged up. And when Jalen Brunson goes down, oh, hell no. Like, how much can you withstand? How much can you take? But he's tough. Knee contusion. He's questionable for tomorrow. And he's not like Ben Simmons. Like, if he can play, he's going to play. He's the leader of the team. He's going to show up and try and play. So I already got a break. Coming up, my Casamigos big shot of the night, man. I didn't even get to Daniel Jones, Josh Donaldson, Jason Kelsey, Zach Wheeler. We got so much to do before we get to 2 a.m. Call the Fan. This is Keith McPherson. I'll be right back.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.